Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of my podcast, Thrill Talk with Q Alexander. I have some exciting news that I want to share with you all. Some of you already know that I recently republished my book, Fearless Woman. I did a couple episodes a while back about it, and after that, I was going through different challenges during the process with different publishing companies. They were trying to take advantage of me, trying to take credit for my work. So much back and forth with emails, phone calls. I had to file complaints. I am just so glad that it is over. They saw that I was not backing down. So I did what needed to be done. And now I am here with a self-published book. Same content, different cover. It is available now. So please check it out on Amazon.com. Fearless Woman by Quenice Alexander. Thank you so much to everyone who has supported me. I really appreciate it. If there is one big piece of advice that I can give you all out there, speak up for yourself, not just in business, but overall in life. You have to let people know what you will and will not tolerate. There are so many times that I could have given up. I could have said, maybe this is not for me. This is too much. This is exhausting. And I did not let that happen. And I want to encourage you, even through the process, all the ups and downs, I know that it is not easy. And I know that sometimes you may doubt yourself. You're going to have so many critics on the outside who are going to have something to say about what you are doing. However, most times they couldn't do what you do if they stepped into your shoes. So block out all the noise, stay focused on you, stay focused on what you want, and get it done. There are going to be times where you may feel alone, when you don't have a genuine support system surrounding you. People are there when you're up and they disappear when you're down. Make sure, no matter what, that you show up for you. You have to support you at all times. And that's why I talk about the importance of having a relationship with God. That is not something that I just speak about. It is something that I practice in my everyday life. And without God, without having the relationship with God, I don't know where I would be, because He has been the only constant source in my life that I can 100% trust. He will never judge me. He will not dismiss me. You can talk to God about anything. He will listen. He is there. Even when you feel like things may not be moving, even when you feel like things are getting harder instead of easier, know that God has a plan for your life. You just have to continue to have faith and believe and follow through. I've mentioned before, it is important to take breaks, let your mind rest, let your body rest. That is something that I had to learn to do more of myself, because I have a tendency to just go and go and go. I have one idea that I'm working on, another idea pops into my head, and then I'm going and going and going and going. So I'm learning and I'm working on that myself. But please make sure that you use your voice. I had to speak up for myself in this situation and many other situations. I think about the people that are going to come after me and how that's going to help them to see that there are complaints against this company, the reviews, and that should stop them from moving forward so they don't have to go through the same experience. So I'm so proud, and I'm sitting in this moment just thinking about it. And I had a friend years ago that said to me that I needed to give myself more credit. And I may have mentioned that on a previous episode before. And this was around the time during the process of my first book or when it published. And when he said that to me, I had to pause, because no one had ever said anything like that to me in my life. And I really took it in. And I started to really just start to incorporate that in my life and know that I need to start giving myself more credit. I know how hard I work, obviously. I know what I do. I know what I have accomplished. But it's not something that I don't boast about it. I'm not one of those people. I don't talk about myself. I kind of leave that to people if they want to compliment me. But it's okay to be confident, which I am. And, you know, just be proud of yourself and celebrate yourself, which is an episode that I did a while back. And I just recently posted about it last night because someone had mentioned it to me and said how much they enjoyed that episode and how it uplifted them. And we really do need to do that. We need to not only celebrate the things that we accomplish, but celebrate who we are. If you know that you are a good person and you're doing good in the world and, you know, just helping others and spreading kindness, celebrate that. You know, we need more of that. Not people pretending to be that, but when you know that you genuinely are that type of person, that is something to be proud of, especially when you have encountered so many people who are the complete opposite of that. It is commendable to remain a good person instead of letting those types of people change you and turn into them. So I just wanted to share this with everyone. Please share with your family, with your friends. There are a variety of people who can take something away from my book, young adults to, you know, older, elderly. I've gotten so much great feedback so far. And I'm looking forward to see, you know, how well my book is going to do. That was my purpose, to just be able to pour into it and help people in some way, that they read my words and, you know, it helps them recognize certain things, or maybe they needed a confirmation about something, and maybe they've experienced some things and it just, you know, really helped them in a positive way. So that's my purpose. So I just want to thank everyone who has been supportive. And again, I just want to remind you to stay true to who you are. Don't let anyone change you. If you know that you are, again, you're doing good, don't let anyone, you know, pour doubt into your mind and distract you and take away from the good person that you are and the good that you do in the world. Continue to focus on that. Continue to focus on you. And just continue to do whatever it is that fulfills you and makes you happy. So again, check out Fearless Woman on Amazon.com. It's available in hardcover. And if you would like to purchase copies directly from me, you can go to my Facebook page. Just search Author Q Alexander. You can send me a direct message, or you can go to my Instagram page. You can find me at Real Talk with Q Alexander. So, all right, I'm about to lose my voice. So let me go ahead and end this episode. I will be back with another episode soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support. I really appreciate you all. Until next time, I wish you all peace and blessings.